Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of February, recording at 9:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, well, mostly quiet. The China A-share index was a little bit higher. So was Japan, but we're talking about modest gains here. Some of the ASEAN markets have run into a bit of resistance near round phobia numbers. Those are those psychological round numbers that we often refer to. Classic example today was the Philippines index at 5,000, which it touched and fell back from. Now, European stock markets are mixed here today. The UK up a little over a quarter of a percent. We had some declines. The biggest were the Spanish and Italian markets, both down just under 1.5% each. Wall Street seesawed a little bit. Actually, it had opened a bit softer, but closed not far off the highs of the day. So it was an impressive performance. And everybody's talking about 13,000 Dow. It's up at 12,984. That's a gain of 46 today. And the S&P is at 1363.5, up nearly 0.5%, and the NASDAQ slightly firmer still. I see that the NASDAQ 100 futures trading at exactly 2600 as I speak. Elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices were just a tiny bit firmer. The U.S. dollar is weaker. The dollar index has fallen back to 78.65. And let's see, that's enabled the Aussie to push up to just above 107. The euro firmed again up to 1.3366. And sterling, where are you, sterling? Sterling's a little higher, 157.35. Now, precious metals had another solid performance against that background, particularly silver, which has been on a romp recently, and silver is at 35.47. As I speak, that's up over a dollar. Gold, quieter, but very steady at $1,780. And platinum had surged earlier on that South African strike news, but gave up some of those gains. It's still up a couple of dollars here at 1723. The oil patch is the one that concerns me. Now, the WTI is very strong, up nearly $2 at 108.20. I just have to check the Brent, because that's been all over the place here today, and well, it's back up. It's had a $2.50 range today, and is currently at 124. That's up $1.10. All right. So what's going on here overall? Well, the first thing I would say is that stock markets have shown some loss of upside momentum following their exceptional start to the year, which was strong enough in January, a real eyebrow raiser in January, and then that followed through in February. And subscribers will know that we've been very much in the bull camp, talking about more likely to see a melt up than a melt down back in December, and also saying that the patterns were capable appeared capable of supporting a cyclical bull trend, and that's definitely what we have. But I would tell you in a heartbeat that markets have done even better than we expected or would have even hoped. So it's an awesome performance, and if we ask why, well, I've been over this many times, but there's all that liquidity there, and then there's the fact that the sentiment regarding Greece and the Eurozone in general was apocalyptically bearish, as you know. Now, the problems are real enough, but again, they have been making incremental progress in terms of containing the crisis. And the bizarre situation that we had, if you think back to December, and I know that seems like light years away at this stage, but almost any market, and if people would, if you talked about the valuations in terms of low multiples, the good yields, and not least in the growth economies, people would come back and say, yes, but Greece. And all they really wanted to talk about was Greece. Well, predictably, in terms of any crisis, it has to be seen to continue to be deteriorating to remain a major influence on markets. Now, the Greece problem, as we all know, is far from resolved, but it's still contained. Now, so if it's contained, it's not getting worse. And arguably, part of that containment is actually making it less worse. And I'm not talking about the long-term prospects for Greece and in the Eurozone, or I don't know what's going to happen on that. All they'd have to do is come the next election time, and that's not that far away. It's later on in the spring, and they could call for a referendum, but that's not happening at this stage, a referendum on whether or not to stay in the euro. But I don't want to digress on that. The important point is the behavioral one. That for a crisis to go on having a major negative effect, contagion effect, it has to be seen to be getting worse. And that's not been the case. So I think to me that psychologically is the most important factor by far. And that has led to this slow motion melt up that we've seen in equities, which is overextended, it is overbought. And it's overbought at a time when the oil prices, because I talk about the Brent and the WTI, are looking scary in terms of their potential to be a negative wild card here for the markets. Now, the very nature or the very name of a wild card implies a degree of unpredictability about it. If it weren't for the Iranian intentions, tensions, I beg your pardon, if it were not for the Iranian tensions, hopefully not a Freudian slip there, I don't know what their intentions are other than to go on with their program and to keep the in refining uranium and to keep the oil prices as high as they possibly can. And they're doing that rather successfully, and so that is becoming an increasing headwind here for these somewhat overextended stock markets, temporarily overextended. The crude price is also a headwind for the global economy. So something's going to give here. We can't get And we can't see a situation for very long where stock markets keep pushing higher relative to their excuse me, trend mean in the form of the 200-day moving average. Can't keep moving higher against that while this wild card, crude oil, forces itself further towards center stage in terms of people's concerns. So, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, forget Greece as a major influence. That's in the past. The market we want to be focused on. If you want to worry, you don't need to look beyond crude oil. Okay. So, what? Where do we go from here? Well, again, I think the risks of reaction and consolidation as stock markets lose momentum is quite high. And we should expect that, but there's enough underlying support on the charts to contain that risk, and probably for the most part it'll be contained within or to the left of the rising 200-day moving averages that we refer to so often. Now, that will remain the case provided we don't get a major spike in the price of crude oil. I don't think we should get a major spike, but that's conjecture. We'll see. The market's going to do what it's going to do, and speculative funds have been flowing into that market recently. What else to mention here? Tim Cook of Apple, the Apple CEO, all but said today at that shareholder meeting that he would introduce a dividend. I think a lot of people have been holding on or buying in anticipation of a dividend announcement. And it'll be very interesting to see when that does come, and I am expecting it. And when that does come, if that will be a case of it's of a buy the rumor and sell the news in terms of the very short term. But we've talked a lot about that accelerated trend in Apple, and largely because I'm not aware of any share other than takeover candidate or commodity, which has been in a powerful bull market and then accelerated way above its rising 200-day moving average without then experiencing at least some ranging mean reversion back to that MA. And I don't see why Apple should be any exception. But that's a short-term comment, and there's no doubt. I mean, this company, Fuller Money, has been a big bull of Apple in here for quite a while. There's no doubt that it is one, as along with so many other people, there's no doubt that it's just a top world-class autonomy, and has the largest capitalization in the world right now. But it too will get some healthy corrections along the way, and so those short-term risks are still fairly high. And other points to mention? Well, there's main ones. I haven't seen the CCI in a while. Just going to put that up on the screen here. That's that continuous commodity index, and that's breaking above its recent 4-week range and also pushing a little bit above the MA. It's still well below its peak. You can see this in the library at any time. Of course, the code is CCI. But it had a high back in April of last year at 691. And it's just nudged back above 600 in here today. Still hasn't broken the, excuse me, the progression of lower rally highs, but this is the best rally since that peak, and I'm pretty sure that we saw the low at around 540 in December. Okay, interesting times. All the best to all of you.